It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. BuzzFeed Junior staff writer Nina Mohan recently posted a rant that a lot of classical music fans will identify with. As a classical music lover, she complains about the streaming music services that just can't seem to get it right when it comes to classical music. Titled An Open Letter to Music Streaming Services on behalf of classical music fans, here are some of her comments. Hello there, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, and other streaming services. We need to talk about how you stream classical music because, well, it sucks. First, there's the ongoing difficulty of determining who's the artist in classical music. If Anna Netrebko sings Puccini arias, which one goes in the artist category? It makes labeling and searching for classical music incredibly difficult. Classical music fans do not enjoy the fact that bigger works like symphonies and operas are split up and appear randomly in playlists. It'd be like reading one chapter of a bunch of novels to get a sense of great literature. You can't just give us one movement of a symphony and then go on to something else. You can read Nina's whole rant and the comments other people had about it on BuzzFeed. The Detroit Symphony is launching what it says is the country's only on-demand archive of orchestral video performances. As a perk for donors contributing at least $50, the replay archive will allow visitors to watch performances drawn from the orchestra's free weekly HD webcasts dating back 3 years. Replay adds another layer to what's already the most extensive program of digital broadcasting by an American orchestra. 750,000 viewers worldwide have seen the orchestra's free webcasts since they began in 2011. And more than 100,000 students have seen the DSO's Classroom Edition broadcasts that began last year. DSO Executive VP Paul Hogle said, in any city on the globe where you can get internet service from the tiniest town in the most remote area to the most sophisticated big city, the Detroit Symphony can be your orchestra. Details and a free preview are available at www.dso.org/replay. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.